And as we were hearing earlier from Des in the sports news, the World Cup is kicking off in Qatar on Sunday. But it's an event that's been mired in controversy before the first whistle is blown. And for more on what's going on off the pitch, our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue joins us from Qatar. And Tony, we've been hearing your reports all week, but this morning we read in the London Times that now the Qatar royal family, they could be talking about a complete beer ban in the stadium.
Yeah, the Al Thani is the royal family here in Doha, and they seem to have huge, I suppose, influence over the World Cup. They are calling it the Supreme Committee for Delivery and Legacy, and that seems to already have had influence over FIFA, because the World Cup was due to start next Monday, and only 3 months ago, the royal family decided, well, Qatar should actually have an opening ceremony and should have the opening game to itself. And everything was moved to Sunday. So, you know, I'm still buying the sticker albums for myself and my son. And when you bought that a couple of weeks ago, it said the first game was on Monday. It's been moved to Sunday at the whim of the Qatari royal family, affecting broadcasters throughout the world, etc. And now this latest, I suppose, flexing of their influence or their muscle is that they were hoping to put pressure on FIFA to stop the sale of beer at the eight stadiums here. Now, that's an astonishing U-turn. Budweiser is the official beer sponsor for the World Cup. They've been one of the long-standing partners of FIFA, like Adidas, through all the events. The next World Cup is going to be in North America. It's going to be in Canada, USA and Mexico. And this is worth millions to FIFA. So we're expecting further news on this today as to what's going to happen. Already, Budweiser agreed to the relocation of the beer tents, if you like, in the fan parks and around the stadiums. It's usually a strictly Muslim country here. Alcohol isn't normally allowed except in the hotels. So it'll be interesting to see if FIFA once again bows down to the Al Thani royal family and they have their way here.
And there have been a couple of incidents, hasn't there? One with a Danish reporter whose camera was, well, attacked and his filming was interrupted.
Yeah, well, I had a similar experience myself yesterday. Around this time, actually, we went up to the stadium. It's called the 974 Stadium, and it was... it's going to be completely dismantled. It was a piece on environment that we were doing. It's going to be a recyclable, an entire stadium to be recyclable, to be dismantled and to be reassembled in some other part of the world. We have all the correct accreditation. Cameraman Owen Corcoran and I, we have the accreditation from FIFA, and then we have the local host organising accreditation. And we were just outside the stadium and the police came along and asked us to stop. It wasn't as dramatic perhaps as the situation happened with the Danish camera crew. But I don't think there's anything especially unusual there. I mean, there's been other situations in other parts of the world where I've been asked to show permits for filming. I think it's just down to bad communication from the organisers down to the security forces under the ground, rather than, let's say, an example of a repressive regime. But when the fans, they're only beginning really to stream in, when they arrive from all the countries, and perhaps when they start to get a bit boisterous around the games, well, it'll be interesting then to see the security reaction.
It certainly will. Thank you for joining. What's the temperature like, by the way, Tony?
Well, thankfully, everywhere is air conditioned. But when we were, as I say, this time yesterday, doing that piece to camera, and we were eventually allowed to do it, by the way, it was 33 degrees. And this will be the time, more or less. Well, England's game against Iran will kick off at 1 p.m. local time, which is an hour from now, and it'll be around 32, 33 degrees. So even though the stadiums are air conditioned, all the other areas around, you can definitely feel it.
All right, Tony O'Donoghue, our soccer correspondent there. It's 2 minutes to 9.